President Bush will be at tomorrow's Olympic opening ceremony in Beijing, but Mr. Bush also plans to catch some of the action. One event he wants to see in person is the men's basketball opener on Sunday. Team USA is scheduled to take on China. As the world's Matthew Bell reports, both teams are under intense pressure.
The standard for USA men's Olympic basketball, of course, was set in 1992. Sportscaster Marv Albert summed up the dream team's gold medal performance in Barcelona this way.
This group may well be the greatest team ever assembled in the history of team sports.
But in recent years, U.S. men's basketball teams have failed to deliver. They haven't won big in international competition since 2000. In Athens 2004, they came up with a disappointing bronze. That's why this year's squad will settle for only one thing.
We're at a time right now, it's time to close the deal. We have to be single-minded in purpose and have a single focus, the gold medal.
Mike Krzyzewski is coaching another Olympic team packed with NBA stars like LeBron James. He admits the pressure is on to bring home nothing but gold.
So there should be pressure on guys because we consider ourselves as the best in the world, so we have to go out and play like we're the best in the world. And, you know, we've had some great practices, and everything is going the way is on schedule. So, matter of fact, we're ahead of schedule the way we look now. So it's fun.
But it's not just fun. That's what Kobe Bryant told the BBC's Joe Wilson in a recent interview.
It feels great because you represent your country. You're playing for something much bigger than just a brand or a state or a region. I mean, this is for our country. So.
And honestly, playing in the Olympics for you guys, is that honestly a peak for you? The ultimate?
Yeah, this is the ultimate. Winning a gold medal will be the ultimate thing.
It must be a great feeling that, you know, to represent your country. And especially under these circumstances, you know, when the U.S. has done, you know, so badly over the last 8 years in three different tournaments, there really is a lot of hope among American fans that, you know, that this is the team that redeems everybody, and that's what everybody's calling the redeem team.
Reporter Mark Heisler is in China covering Olympic basketball for the L.A. Times.
Nobody will ever put more pressure and have higher expectations of Kobe Bryant than Kobe Bryant. I'm sure the same thing is true for LeBron James. So, you know, these aren't fearful guys, especially in this context. First of all, you know, they know they're the best players. And, you know, this time they also know, you know, they might be the hardest working and best prepared team. I think they're very confident, and I think they're entitled to be very confident.
Talk about pressure, though. China's top basketball star, Yao Ming, is carrying his nation's flag during the opening ceremony tomorrow. China's prime minister went to one of the team's recent practices and told the players to win honor for the motherland. He also asked Yao, who's coming off an ankle injury, if he was feeling okay. The star center for the Houston Rockets says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play Olympic basketball for China in the Chinese capital.
I'll be honest, I will feel a lot of pressure before the game. I'm still a normal person. Of course, I will feel that. I will use read a book, listen to music, play video games, going to release the pressure. But the moment I step onto the court, I will try to put myself a focus on basketball. You know, 100% focus on basketball and no room for the pressures in my mind.
This Beijing basketball court gets busy on the weekends. That's when Ian Yi and his friends get together for pickup games. Yi is keeping his expectations for Team China realistic.
I don't have expectation for those folks. Just try their best, no matter win or lose. The most important thing is to participate in the Olympics, right?
Yi says he expects the U.S. to score about 110 points on Sunday. As for China?
Which is a gap between 30 to 40 points.
That might be overly pessimistic. Yao Ming, in fact, is just one of three NBA players on the Chinese team, and all three are over 7 feet tall. Still, Chinese fan and weekend baller Wei Zihuan finds it hard to believe that China will win a medal in 2008.
Chinese don't have a good point guard. Chinese only have good inside players. They don't have best outside players.
But whatever the basketball experts are saying about the Chinese team's chances, there's always that pressure to win honor for the motherland. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.